Steve Arterman here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us. Got a bit of a sore throat and laryngitis, but greatly encouraged. We're going to talk about our need for funds and the way some of you have come through and where we are and what we've got to go. I'll have Larry Sonnenberg in the studio. And if you have a comment you'd like to make about any of this, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000.
Thank you very much. You guys are quite entertaining and interesting and helpful.
You guys have a great ministry. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does help.
That did not sound convincing.
Okay.
Captain Obvious here. Okay. Thank you. All right.
And are they big enablers or are they concerned?
Oh, terrible. His mom still pays for everything and he's 38 years old.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. His mother still pays for everything and he's 38 years old.
That's what I thought you said.
Well, I think he can heal every sick person who wants healing.
Right. But sometimes he just does it.
Sometimes he does it through diet.
Right. I guess.
Hi there, Steve Arterburn here, using the last bit of my voice I have, but I might sound a little bit ill, but am encouraged, and we're on our way, and I brought Larry Sonnenberg in here. As many of you know, we went on the air a week ago today saying that we needed to send a check for $200,000 if we were going to keep our stations, and people have committed, and some people have upped their Club New Life, which is great because we need sustaining gifts to keep this going. We've got to do this every month, and so I brought Larry in to just tell us where we are in this, and it is encouraging, but we've got some a ways to go. So, Larry?
Well, thanks, Steve. It is encouraging, and before I get to the numbers, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has responded. Whether you have sent in a $5 bill or check, or
right.
You've sent in, you know, $1,000 or more dollars or whatever in between, I just want to say thank you. Our goal was $200,000, and as of this morning, we're cutting a check this morning that will mean we'll have paid $158,757 of the $200,000. So we have $41,243 to go as of this morning.
Right. So if somebody wants to write a check for that, we could start taking calls about your problems. By the way, if you have a comment, it's 1-800-229-3000. But that's we have between now and October 31st mm-hmm. to now raise this four. So it's taken us a week to get to this point.
That's right.
And now we have till the 31st to get this other.
And we need to deliver the check to their office by the 31st.
By
so
31st,
we're, 30. In my thinking, this Friday is really the deadline date, although
okay.
we could do a miracle on Monday if we didn't have it all by Friday.
Well, plus, this is the tough part to raise because
yep.
the people that were excited about giving and are on our team and mm-hmm. come through for us, most everybody has given. And so if you are on our team and you haven't given, please do. And you can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or by going to the website newlife.com.
You know, there's three things that are encouraging about what has happened. One, overall giving has been encouraging. We're not there yet, but we're on our way. We're really appreciative. Number two is Club New Life. You Club New Life folks have really come through for us. Thank you. Not only with new Club New Life gifts, but people have been upping what they give monthly.
A lot of people saying, I'll go more.
Yeah, and the third thing is new supporters. We have people who have never given before. I'll read you something when we come back from the break.
All right.
But it's just been terrific.
Okay, well, if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question about any of this, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. You know, we're a ministry with no secrets. We're people with no secrets either. So you can ask anything you want. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry, you said you were
going
to read something.
There was something here that someone posted on our site here since we've started this campaign, and I just want to read it to you. It says, "To the amazing staff at New Life, I've listened to your program for many years, and it's helped me in so many ways. When I first started listening, I was going through a divorce of 19 years. In addition to the biblical counseling I received, you guys were my free therapist for years. From listening to the broadcast, I've learned how to set boundaries, stand up for what is right, and to have an opinion. Every time I tune in, I learn something new. I've benefited so much from this program. I wanted to help keep the broadcast on the air. Chin up, Steve. Let's fight the good fight. God is on our side. Maybe it's God's way to get people like me to help. I've been putting it off for a long time. When I tuned in today, I knew I had to do something ASAP. You guys are transforming lives and giving hope to millions. I don't know what God is up to, but we have to stand together in prayer and fight the good fight." And it's just an example of people who have listened for years and years and years. And like she said, we were her free therapist. And the intensity and the urgency said something to her. So I hope it will to some others out there today.
Amen. Well, it really is amazing that we have been able to hang on and do things for the past 20 years like this. And I think, Larry, you mentioned that this is kind of the new normal, that we need sustaining gifts. We need people mm-hmm. that can come through and join Club New Life. You can do all of that at 1-800-229-3000. But we need some more one-time gifts mm-hmm. from givers. And if you want to ask a question or talk about why you gave at this time or why you want to give, then you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk with Denise right now from Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. Spirits are up, voice is down.
What's going on, Denise?
Yeah.
Well, I've been helped by New Life in multiple facets. I first called in and was surprised to get on the air, and I was describing my husband's behavior and what was going on in my family, and Steve said, "Your husband's a sex addict," and I was blown away. I had never even thought about that. And from that point on, I called in not knowing what to do with that because we were cut off, and with the support of the counselors on the phone, just encouraging me to, no matter how I got my husband to EMB, just get him there. And that took a long time. It took over 6 months. And then he came back, and I can't say we're totally restored, but we're in the process. And I didn't know how to handle everything, so I called New Life for the referral line for a counselor in my area, and they gave me a counselor that came very highly recommended, and it's been a godsend. So I got support for myself, and my husband joins the Sustained Victory program.
Wonderful.
Outstanding.
That's really, really wonderful.
You know, that process you're talking about that you're going through, Denise, there's a theological term for that. It's called sanctification. You're going through the process, and you're becoming more Christ-like every day as you work through these programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Well, we're glad that we're part of that.
It's hard, but we see hope. We're not there yet, and there's a lot of challenges, but we see glimpses of hope. And
hang on to that hope.
Yeah.
Now, if I was talking with him, I'd be saying, hey, you've really cleaned up your act, but you've left your wife with a mess of emotion. Mm-hmm. And the way that you can clean that mess up is by making restitution. And if he was on the phone, I would say to him, you need to find out what it is your wife needs for you to do for you to make restitution for what you took from the relationship with your problem. And you have to mourn the loss of that idealized man that you always wanted to marry. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You have to mourn that loss, realize that this is the man that you have, and because he's gone through this, he has greater potential to become the man that God wants you to have than that idealized prince that would have never come along.
I understand.
But he needs to help you through this by going the extra mile and making restitution to you. So that's what I'd be saying to him. But I appreciate your call. Thank you for helping us, and thanks for sharing how we've helped you, Denise.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hold on, and I'll send you a copy of my new book, Walking Into Walls, just because you called. And it came to me free from the publisher, so it won't cost us anything to send it to you. Hey, JT from Waldorf, Maryland, listening on WAVA. Hi there.
Well, good afternoon, and God bless you.
Thank you.
As I was sitting here listening, I was thinking about David, who said, I look to the hills, which cometh my help. Mm-hmm. My help cometh from the Lord. And as we know, God works in mysterious ways. And if I, you know, I listen to all of these political candidates on both sides talking about what Christians they are, they ought to be able to fund what you need so the word, as you have given it over the years, can get out to the people, because people are hungry for God's word. I used to listen to you all when I lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am now currently homeless and unemployed.
Oh, dear.
But God has looked out. You know, I don't want to use myself in the terms of Elijah, but, you know, when he was in the desert, God fed him. God has fed me. God has clothed me. And you know, this conversation is not about me. It's about what God will do. And I pray that God will get you not only the $40,000 that you need, but hundreds of thousands of dollars for his word. And, you know, you'd be surprised. The Romans built the roads from Jerusalem to Rome, and the prophets and the saints were able to travel that road. The point being is you never know from whence God will bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
And,
you're welcome.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I want to send you something that we want to help you. But we have seen people in good times and bad times and tough times and easy times. If you want to share about any of that in your life, you call us at 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to call. We are up against a little funding problem here that threatens our radio stations. And we don't want to go off of the air in any place. And the only way we can stay is if you'll help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call.
And you know, we're guilty sometimes. We get on the radio like this and we'll ask for gifts of thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. And we have a Widow's Mite Club, people that give $10 a month, $5 a month, $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Those are as valuable as anything. It's not the size. There's no gift too small. There's no gift too large. We just want you to participate with us in ministry that changes lives. And I think God will honor the participation as much and more as the amount.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is true. I've been astounded at how many $100 and $200 gifts have come in.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing. And we are so grateful for those. Let's talk to Phyllis from Columbia, Maryland. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. It's Columbia, Missouri, but that's
sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. Well, my voice is hoarse, so I don't see properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've called last week and didn't get in. I wanted to call this week because it's so much on my heart. I don't know who came first, if it was you all or Celebrate Recovery. I don't know, but without you all, we would not know that there's boundaries that we can set.
Mm.
We would not know about our moms. We would not know how we loved. We would not know about the pain of pornography if we didn't have Every Man's Battle. It just educates the whole world. I wouldn't have known that there was changes to heal. Hmm. And I didn't know that healing was a choice.
Oh, my goodness.
About the 12 Christian beliefs that drive people crazy. And I know it must be like pulling your own teeth to have shows asking for money. I know you don't like to do that.
You are absolutely
Amen.
Correct. It is humiliating and humbling.
Yeah, and thanks to, like, walking into walls, I know I named, now I know the name for my walls.
Mm.
And John Townsend's Now What Do I Do? It had a profound effect on me. And I don't think people realize what you all have done. Maybe they don't listen to the radio program, but those books end up in their church bookstores.
Mm.
And then they hand the book to a daughter or a friend or a brother saying, you need to read this. It's like a reverse domino effect, I guess. And it's so important. I've been a New Lifer. I'm a New Life, Club New Life member since before there was a Club New Life, because I've always had it taken out of my check since 1998.
Well, thank you.
Or taken mm-hmm. out of my bank account. But and I'm one of those Soaring Sisters. And if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have those 12 wonderful women in my life.
Well, we know who you are.
We do.
We know
sure
that
do.
Fraternity or that sorority real well.
Yeah.
We yeah. And you know, some of our lives are train wrecks right now, but people in recovery experience train wrecks. It's just we know how to handle them better. It doesn't mean that we're everything's going to be okay all the time. So,
well, Phyllis, thank you so much.
Phyllis,
we can't say how much we appreciate you and what you expressed here today, and just that you're a Club New Life member.
Yeah, and I've got some free copies of Lose It for Life with the new, updated, revised, and the eating plan is in there after 10 years, and I'm going to send that to you, and thank you for your comments. If you could help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or 1-800-639-5433, or you can go to the website at newlife.com. We ended up we had a very good year going, Larry.
We did. We had a real good year going. We were in the black through August. September, it was like somebody just turned off the tap, and we were only able to pay about $50,000 towards a $200,000 invoice, so to speak. And so that's when we heard from the group owner of the station, the group owner that owns the largest stations around the country.
Who have given us tremendous grace and mercy and understanding, but...
Yeah, they just kind of said, okay, that's it. Let's, you know, get back on here or with some regular payments and a little bit extra every month to get yourself caught up, or we're going to pull you off probably a station at a time, but we will, and Pittsburgh will be the first one. And that's when we came to our audience and just said, this is where we are. We can't hide this. We just want you to know where we are.
Right. And so we have an opportunity to catch this up, meeting their demand with $200,000 by the end of the year. We are 40.
By the end of the month.
End of the month. We're $41,243 away. And we really need your help. And this is the most difficult money to raise, because a lot of people that just it's easier for them.
And the real truth be known, we want to make these payments and get caught up, but we want to do so much more beyond that. We feel like New Life is a light hidden under a bushel in so many ways. We're not in some major cities in the country that where we should be helping people find the transformation that this ministry and that God's Spirit offers. So it's not just about catching up. We want to launch into areas where we haven't been. So if you can give us a call at 1-800-639-5433, and there's people there waiting to take your call and to take your support, you can make a gift online at newlife.com.
By the way, we've already cut back some things. We found painfully $50,000 to cut out of our budget. So we're doing what we can do also.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. I want to talk with Margaret from Boston, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I'm just calling to give you an interesting point of view that I've encountered.
Okay, thank you.
I've discovered that my husband has been cheating on me for quite a while.
Mm.
And
I'm sorry.
That's okay, because I'm still praying for him. But his infidelity has brought me so much closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, yeah, he moved out about 3 years ago, and we're not actually trying to work on things. I'm trying to get him to do things, but he's blaming me for everything all the time.
Really?
But, I just keep praying to God, and it's just that if this didn't happen, I would still be the enabler. I would still be the one just, like, looking the other way and just going along with everything. In fact, if he said, okay, we'll get back together a year ago, I probably would have. And I would have maybe compromised and not stayed as focused as I am to God.
Mm.
So this has really helped me get a much stronger grip on my faith. And the good thing, too, is that he thinks he's a wonderful dad, but he's ignored our children for many years also.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we were able to step in there and help in some way.
Right.
And we want to help others.
And I had a great talk with my daughter before she went off to college, too, about responsibilities and morals and, you know, and it really hit home, too, for her.
So, Margaret, you listened to New Life. Have you gained some insight from what you've heard through this program?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling us and letting us know about that. And let me send you a copy of The Encounter. It's a new book. And Larry, why don't you just recap real quick where we are?
Okay, well, we, like we said at the top of the hour, our goal was $200,000 by the end of this month. We have been able to send two checks so far. They total $158,757 towards the $200,000.
And we thank all of you who were part of those checks.
Yeah, it's hard to express gratitude adequately. So we have $41,243 to go. We're hopeful, we're encouraged, but we know that the last hump sometimes can be the slowest and the toughest. So we ask that you take the same sense of urgency you heard in Steve's voice a week ago and apply that to where we are right now and see if you guys could please keep this going for us.
You know, if no one gave that has started listening to us in the first 10 years, but everybody gave that has listened to the program for 10 years and never given, if you would come through, we would receive probably 10 times the amount of money that we need.
I know there are hundreds of people, probably thousands, listening right this minute who have listened for years and who have never once picked up the phone and called to make support or write a check or go to the web. And they've been getting all this counsel, all the benefit they've gained in wisdom. And I'm just asking those of you that are in that arena to please help us out at this time.
If you have listened and never given, somebody else, of course, has given so that you can.
That's right.
I'll tell you who it is. Larry, you have given. You have cut your salary. You have made these things. I've given. I've cut my salary and just put it on the altar and said, God, whatever. Doesn't matter. I want to be your servant doing what you want to do. And if you don't want this ministry to continue to be on the air, we're accepting that. And it's a wonderful place to be. But we're very close here. And I hope that you could call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE or 1-800-639-5433 and help us out. If you want to talk to us on the phone right now, it's 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk to Norman from Keene, New Hampshire. Hi, Norman.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, fine. Norm Mathias.
Hey, we know you.
We know you well, Norman.
I just called to tell you guys how much the tour we took to Israel continues to mean to me.
Mm.
Having met fellow believers there on the tour guide group.
Yeah.
And yesterday, my older son, Brian's older brother, and I were reading the 92nd Psalm. And it spoke of the greening of the palms, and I remember that oasis down by the Dead Sea. And what a time I had with you folks. I wish I could go this spring, but that's not going to be possible.
Well, it was a special time because you were there, Norm.
And Norman fell due to a poor archaeological or
architectural
decision of where to put a big old stone. And I tell you, he did better than I did after falling. I mean, well, I've never seen a guy with such perseverance and strength. And
that and the blessing that came from it and the people he met and the experience he had in a home of celebrating a Jewish wedding and all that. It was an incredible movement of God.
So we're going to pray that God will do the same with us as we stumble here, that this could open the doors of heaven and provide the blessing. But you were a blessing to us, Norman.
Thank you, Norman.
God bless you. And your son Brian is such a blessing to this
Amen.
Ministry. So you've blessed us in many, many ways. We'll be back after this.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Larry, you have an email.
Yeah.
It's really important. Read that for us.
I think it is important. One of the people at our call center that answers the phones sent this to me. And let me just read it, then we'll talk about it. Patrick called today. He started giving to New Life in 2004. He was in Club New Life until May of 2011. He stopped and didn't think that his $30 made a difference, since there were millions of people all over the country and that they would be supporting us. Heard Steve's request and that we were in need of $200,000, so he called to rejoin Club New Life at $50 a month. He wanted to know if $50 would make a difference. And I'm just so grateful to receive this email, because if there's anything I could communicate to folks, is joining Club New Life is one of the most important things you can do. We love gifts of any size for any purpose, but I'm telling you, the Club New Life people that give every single month, and $30 makes a difference.
How much do we get a month from people giving $50 and $100?
We probably get about $170,000 a month.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what that $50
that's right.
Does. And that, you know, if we can get that to around $200,000 mm-hmm. sustaining, and then some other, you know, one-time mm-hmm. and sustaining gifts, then we get to move on to other things we want to be doing other than raising money. We want to be helping people, not doing this kind of program here. And it's
the case that the reason we're asking people to give is because God is working through this ministry, and he's taking people that are in a world of hurt and helping them find transformation in their lives.
That's right. Well, let's talk to Claudia from Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, how are you? Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
This is the first time I'm on the air, and I'm a little nervous, but I really want to encourage everybody to help. And this is the first time that I'm calling. Like I said, it's not much that I can help with, but I'm definitely sending my help. And I just want to encourage everybody from Boston to help and help as much as we can, because you guys have pretty much walk with me every day, believe it or not, through a lot of stuff in my life. And I thank God every day for you guys, and every time you say something, and even though, you know, I'm just, it's not my case, but I'm with you, and I'm praying along the way, and I'll thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and I really want to encourage everybody to help, and it doesn't matter how big or how small you can send, you know, whatever you can send, help out, because it makes a big difference, you guys. Don't give up, and we have so much of a blessing having you in the air, and it'll be a big loss, and hopefully God don't want you to be out of the air, but, you know, we just pretty much it. Just to encourage you guys to keep going. Thank you.
Claudia,
so
can you call back every day and make that statement for us?
Yeah, thank you, Claudia.
Thank you so much.
Let me send you The Exceptional Life, a new book I've got, and I want to make that for you. Now, if it's busy, please hold on. If you call in and it's busy and we've got everybody there, please hold on, because we want, you know, we've been holding on for 20 years, and if you could hold on for 20 seconds or however long, but please, if you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's 1-800-639-5433, and just hold on a little bit, put it on speakerphone, hold on, we want to get to your call, it's important, you're valuable to us, please, please do that. Let's talk to Mike from Louisville, Kentucky. WFIA. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. We're very encouraged, and
good.
Hope we don't have to do this anymore.
I know that's got to make you a little bit uncomfortable, but, you know, I've listened to you guys for years. Never called into the show, but I have always benefited from the wise counsel that you guys give. And just by listening to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Believe in what you do with the biblical counseling and that you do with these people on the radio. Never have called in and wanted to participate a little bit in your ministry and help you guys to stay on the air, and because I believe in what you do. And
thank you.
The wise counsel that you all give that I hear, amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much,
Mike. We just need more people like you, who, like you say, you've listened for years. Thank you for making that first time gift. Really appreciate that, Mike.
We appreciate you guys and what you're doing and the biblical counseling that you all give. It's just amazing, you know. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of times they say go to your pastor or whatever. A lot of pastors aren't really gifted in that area, and you guys do a great job with it from a biblical standpoint of view, and it's a much needed ministry in our lives.
Well, Mike, you make a good point.
Support you guys.
You make a good point, because some churches, I think, might feel a little threatened that we're trying to gain their congregation in some way, and we're really trying to be a support to the church. We believe
Absolutely.
In the church. The church is you know, the bride of Christ, and we do not want to ever do anything to make a church feel threatened.
Exactly.
I'm a pastor,
and I know that.
In a church.
But,
yeah, we're church people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So thanks for making that point.
Amen. All right. God
bless you.
Thank you
very much, you guys. We appreciate what you do, and just wanted to call.
Well, it really means a lot.
Encourage you guys and be a first-time contributor as well. So.
Okay.
Appreciate it. God bless you, Mike. Larry, you want to read something?
Yeah, there was one here that kind of made me smile a little bit. Dan wrote, "Unlike some snake oil ministries, I have never heard New Life promise that a person giving to the ministry would be blessed by material wealth. To the contrary, they've always said if you're led to, pray about supporting us and other tactful ways of asking for financial help. In short, I feel New Life is worthy of support. Please consider helping, especially if you've been blessed by the ministry team. In any way, blessings that are not monetary in nature are often far more lasting than material wealth."
Well, I
amen to that.
Yeah. Now, if we don't get the support, we are going to start telling people they'll be blessed financially.
And I'll go buy a bucket of snake oil.
Yeah. We're willing to go to the snake oil route. No. But you know what? It's just true. I got to tell you, I live a blessed life because I give. And I know, Larry, you you are such a penny pincher, and in your own life, it is like I've said to you, you live like no one else, so you can give like no one else.
Yeah.
You live in less than what you could, so that you could give more than what most people give. And that's what we're encouraging people to do. Not because you get more money, but because it is the blessed life,
yeah,
to have that kind of freedom to give. Let's talk with Tricia from Reading, Pennsylvania. Hi,
yes,
Tricia.
Hi. I am the person that you were referring to earlier, listened for years, but have never called in to donate. And so I'm going to donate today. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't confession good for the soul, Tricia?
Yeah. I just see if I can get through this without tears, but the ministry has been really important to me. I have learned from you what I didn't have the benefit of learning as a child growing up in a Christian home. I didn't get the kind of direction and wisdom, and so God provided those things for me over the years with his church family, and with your radio program has been really important to me, and I listen to it almost every day as much as I can, and it helps to sustain me. I'm happy. These are happy tears that God has mercifully saved my marriage and taught me and my husband so much through a lot of pain, but on the other side, God is good, and you know, he has brought us to lots of things that have taught us and changed us, and those being some of your books, counselors that, you know, we were directed to different situations for counseling. I learned personally how to deal with my control issues. Just a lot of things have changed, and God is good. And
thank you.
Thanks for stepping forward and calling us.
Thank you.
I'm making a gift.
I'll send you Walking Into Walls. I've got some free books from the publishers. If you can help us, would you call us? Maybe you are like her, and you want to be a first-time giver after listening for years. As I said, if no one gave but those that have listened for years, we'd be okay.
Yeah. I wanted to, at the opening of after this next break, I just want to share a couple things we do around here to try to make your money stretch a little further.
Yeah, let's do. Let's tell them. Because we're not just sitting begging for money. We have made some dramatic cuts in our ministry, and we want to tell you about those. And some of them are very unfortunate, but we felt like this is the time to do it. So we'll tell you about that. If you can help us, it's
1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right. We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Larry Sonnenberg. Hello, Larry.
At the end of the break, I said there were just a couple things. I've worked at ministries, and I've worked with people who worked at other ministries, and I've seen how a lot of them operate, and I want you to know that we really work hard to make your dollar stretch further when you give the New Life. When staff comes into town from Texas to California, they'll stay in homes of staff here in California. We're not renting hotels for the most part.
Our call center's in Dallas, and
right,
and our offices are in Southern California. So, but we've made some changes, sadly, in the call center.
Yeah, at the call center, we are reducing the hours at the call center. We're not going to be open on Sunday. We are going to be cutting the hours from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, Central Time. Once upon a time, we were 24/7, 365.
Which it kills me to not be that. We always wanted to be there anytime for anybody, no matter what.
Right.
And we can't.
And we hope we can get back there. This is not a final retreat. This is, let's slow down and catch our breath and take another run at the hill.
Right. Okay, let's go to Brad from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
You bet.
I just want you to know the extent of the impact that you've had on my life and the guys and the women around me. I've been listening since, I don't know, the Minerith Meyer days. My son, when he was a teenager, developed an addiction to drugs and alcohol, and I learned how to do or set up an intervention by listening to you guys. We set that up. We were in counseling. He went into counseling. We learned all about the addictive dynamic of the family. My wife and I went, discovered that there was addictive behavior and thinking on my part in our relationship. I went to get help for that in SA. I went there for a couple years. Now I lead a group of men, an Every Man's Battle group here in Philadelphia. My wife leads a women's group, like a Women in the Battle, in the battle as well. And we're going forward, all because of what we learned from you guys and reading your books. And we're Club New Life members. We love you. And, you know, we're just praying for you all the time.
Well, thank you so much for that. God bless you. And thank you, Brad. Appreciate that encouragement. Let's go to Sue in Centralia, Missouri. KMFC is the station. Hey, Sue.
Yes. Steve?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I have put off calling you for a long time, but I'm one of those people. I have been a Club New Life member for 10 years.
Wow. Thank you.
And to your request by email, I just made a larger donation. But I just have to tell you, and all the other people that are listening, that you guys have changed my life. I was in a horrible marriage for 38 years and stayed thinking I should just tough it out and all those things that are really not accurate. If I'd had the information that you guys have 30 years ago, my life would have been different today, as well as my children.
Mm.
And I told Henry Cloud that one night when he was in our town and spoke here. And the books the benefits of being a Club New Life member are so awesome, because the books that I get from you guys, I'm on a limited income, and I probably wouldn't go out and buy them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you send them, because I'm a New Life member, then I read them, and I have been blessed so much more, even, you know, than the radio show, too. And then I give them to somebody else, because I know of somebody else that needs them.
Well, thank you for that. Oh,
and that way, I benefit from them, other people benefit from them, then I have an opportunity, an open door, to tell them about your program. And it just is a wonderful way to get the word out. And I just encourage everybody that listens, if you've gotten anything, any benefit from you guys, which I don't know how you could not, please donate, because it's really, you guys are really out there, and you have information that I've never gotten in church. Now, we did study the Boundaries book. That was what started it all, about 10 years ago. And that ought to be required reading to be a human.
I agree with you. It's one of those. And Mylon's book, Mylon Kay's How We Love, is another one of those books that
yes,
have come
out. Yes, I have that one, and I haven't been able to finish it, but I got it through being a member.
Sue, thank you for your phone call.
Yeah, and thanks for encouraging others.
And I just encourage everybody to help out. I mean, like the president was saying, if everybody would help a little bit, wow, because we need you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm always telling people, okay, the boys on the radio said this is what
thank you.
This is their advice.
All right, Sue.
So
well,
keep going, all right?
Blessings to you. Wish we had more time. I'm going to go to one last caller, and that's going to be Phyllis from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Hi, Phyllis.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good. I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call.
I am one of those long-time listeners and first-time donors.
Oh, thank you.
And I just want to say thank you so much for all you guys do, and that you guys have blessed my life for a long period of time. You know, I a short testimony here. I've been a single parent. And it's hard to be a giver when you've been a single parent and raising kids, and it's like you want to hold on to every little
sure.
thing, every little dime you have. So I want to thank you, because those shackles are falling off, you know, bit by bit by me being a giver. So I just want to say thank you guys
so much. Thank you.
And
really
and you
appreciate
it. The good work.
God
Steve,
bless you.
Steve, you did a New Life Perspective on single parenting.
I did.
Let's send that
yes,
to
Yes, okay.
Phyllis.
That's coming to you. We honor you. I wish we had more time for more phone calls, but here's our situation. Larry, tell us where we need to go, what we need to do.
We are $158,000 towards the goal of $200,000. So basically, we need just under $42,000 to make it. And we really need to get that here by Friday. 31st is the deadline, but we have to have the money in their hands on the 31st. So money coming in the 31st will be a little bit of a challenge to get there. We can do it if we have to, but if we can get it by this Friday, that would be terrific.
And if you're living in the Pittsburgh area and you love us, I'm so sorry, but you would be the first to go. So please. And then it's just like a domino effect. The rest just go away.
And Pittsburgh is not our choice for
you
to be the first to go.
Absolutely
not.
That's
what the ownership of the station said.
Yeah, they just said this is the way it will work. So anyway, Larry, you have a scripture.
I have one verse out of Psalm 18:6. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. That's the way we feel here at New Life, because you have been faithful in your response. And our God is a God of salvation.
Absolutely.
A redeemer, a comforter, a protector, all these different things.
Well, thank you for that, Larry. Now, let me remind you, we are looking for what God wants for this ministry. And if God is leading you to support us, please do. If God isn't leading you, then maybe God's leading us somewhere else. We accept that. But if you can help us, 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. Those are the numbers behind 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Or online at newlife.com.
Yeah. And if it's busy, please hold on. We need your help. We desperately need your help.
And please know that we are grateful for every single gift.
Yeah, and we're grateful to God for keeping us on for this long. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program,
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.